This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. It's good to have you with us. I'm Brad Brown. We've got a returning guest once again, James Wilson. James, welcome back. Nice to touch base. Let's chat running. You mentioned that you're fairly injury prone. Frustrating, isn't it?
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah, it's one of those things you have to again just accept and work around. Really, I know I can't really run too far or too hard too many days in a row, so I have to manage the problem and try and get the best out of myself. And I guess everyone's has their own ways of doing that, and it's each to the individual.
Do you think that is a bit of a blessing in disguise? Because often it's easy if you're not injury prone to go and run 5-6 days a week and absolutely smash it, and you almost then have the fatigue side of it to deal with. But where you know you can't push too hard or too often, you've got to really back off that. When you do get a run in, it's quality, proper quality.
Yeah, I think that's the great thing about triathlon in general, isn't it? You know that if you can't do one thing, you can be doing the other. So. I can't have two, maybe three runs, and they're different. I'll have one long run, one tempo run, and then something else that I'll throw in the mix depending on how I'm feeling. I don't think I'd last too long if I was running any more than that.
You've told me that the bike is your strongest of the three disciplines. You're not a bad runner. I mean, in our first chat, you spoke about training to possibly run a sub-3 marathon. You've got to be pretty good to go under 3 hours in a marathon. You're obviously good at it. Do you enjoy it as much as you enjoy cycling, or is it one of those things, again, it's almost a necessary evil and we're just going to go and do what we need to do?
No, I do enjoy running, yeah. Trying to get out as much as possible. I don't think you'll find me on a treadmill too often. But it's nice to kind of, especially over these winter months, try and mix in a bit of cross country, a bit of foul running, and, you know, see some different parts of the world where, you know, you're not necessarily looking at your watch for pace and are you sticking to this and everything. It's just nice to kind of have those ups and downs, inconsistencies where you're working on, effort rather than kind of, well, round here I should be running this pace, or this is flat, I should be running that, and having a nice kind of diagram at the end that all looks nice and even splits. It's like, I enjoy kind of getting out and mixing it up. Getting muddy.
As far as gains go, is there one thing that, or a couple of things that you think you've done over the years that's given you the biggest gains on the run?
During the week, I'll generally train on my own. And then on a Saturday morning that there's a group of guys, we get together for sort of 1 mile reps, which has always helped me when I did that. So again, building in speed along with some of the people to kind of that were better than me. They were much better athletes than me, short course guys that were a lot faster and had that in their legs, whereas I'd never really kind of blasted out too many 1 mile reps. So we'd just go out, do sort of 2 or 3 mile warm up as a build, and then 5 mile reps off 8 minutes. So you just kind of hit a nice little 1 mile loop, hit it as hard as you can, five times, and without kind of knowing it, that was just getting my legs conditioned for doing something out of its comfort zone. Normally I'm just kind of long plod, off the bike runs, and just trying to increase that kind of distance, whereas it's nice to have a bit of a smash every now and again.
Yeah, absolutely. It also mixes things up and keeps you interested. That way you're not doing the same old, same old.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. And try not to run the same route as much as I can, and always try and run a loop is my philosophy. I hate out and backs.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that there's a lot of variety, and I think a lot of people do get caught up in doing, like you say, the same thing over and over and running the same routes, and by mixing it up really does keep you interested and keep you fresh, even though you are training hard. I mean, that last sort of block in the build-up to an Ironman's hard, and that's especially when you need it, is to feel like, you know what, I don't want to go and do the same thing again. Let's really mix this up, and it seems like you've got that down pat.
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways to do it, but it's running, you kind of limited as to where you are and what's out on the doorstep. But every now and again, I'd get the train home from work and just get off a few stops early and run home from there and things like that. And you know, just try and mix it up a bit into everyday life as well. So it's it doesn't feel like you get home and then you sit down. By the time you've had a 5 minutes to yourself, it's hard to think about going to train again. So if you can do it on the way home from work or mix it into your day and turn the run or the bike is into part of your commute, then you've already ticked a box before you got home.
Yeah, that's something I love doing as well, and I haven't spoken about it. I would get my wife to drop me off 5 mini-Ks or miles away from home, and I need to run back, or like you say, on the way home from work, and the only way to get home is if you run. There's no other way to go.
I usually get dropped off by the missus, but that's not normally, I'm not normally asking for that.
I love that. Anyway, James, look forward to chatting about your nutrition next time out, but thanks for your time today.
All right, cheers, Brad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on theKonaEdge.com/running seminar.